Nearly 500,000 Pennsylvanians get health insurance through plans on Penny, the state's Affordable Care Act marketplace. Most qualify for tax credits, which lower monthly premium costs. Those tax credits are set to expire at the end of the year if Congress does not extend them. WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports.
Westchester real estate agent Adam Fine gets insurance for his family of five through Penny. Right now, with all of his tax credits, he saves about $200 a month on premium costs. But the family could lose some or all of that savings next year. Fine says if that happens, they may have to switch to a cheaper plan that doesn't offer as much coverage.
To have to say we need to get a health insurance plan that's $200-$400 less a month means that potentially my kids wouldn't be able to go to their pediatrician that we have in place right now. And that's just a decision that we hope that we're not faced with.
State insurance experts say premium costs would rise by an average of 81% across the Commonwealth. Antoinette Krause of the Pennsylvania Health Access Network says that'll leave people with a tough choice.
They'll have to either go uninsured or purchase plans that might have a high deductible.
State officials, leaders at Penny, and local advocates are urging members of Congress to extend funding while preparing people for heftier price tags next year. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.